Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And folks, if you're new and just joining us, we're a listener-supported podcast. We believe in God and the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we talk about news related to end time, world events and current events going on all over the world. And that's kind of in a nutshell what we discussed here on the podcast and how it affects Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. So if you're just joining us, folks, welcome. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get into today's podcast, shall we? I want to talk to you folks about a subject that's coming up in the Supreme Court. Nobody's talking about it. It's flying under the radar. Right now, it's just starting to make traction, at least here in the United States anyway. It affects the United States, everyone here in the United States. And that's Roe versus Wade. That is the abortion issue. Okay? And I know this is very controversial, but I'm going to tackle this. This is going to be a very brief podcast. But I am going to tackle this issue and address this issue in some points. This is on the docket there with the Supreme Court, rolling through the channels, rolling through the court right there. And this is an issue that's come up in the court. And so they're going to have to vote on it, whether or not to keep Roe versus Wade or overturn. What they have right now, they're leaking, and they've never done this in the history of the Supreme Court. They've never leaked out any pre-results, or in other words, how the justices will vote. And of course, that can end up, you can swing the justices. I'm sure they'll be bought off. But right now, it's a 5-4 decision. You know, you have Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Justice Samuel Alito, he's leading the charge, and Justice Clarence Thomas. And Justice Alito, in this case, is leading the charge to overturn Roe versus Wade. That was a 1973 law that was not ran through the Congress. You know, come on, folks, that's how you pass laws. This was something that was passed by a liberal court, brought in front of the justices at that time, passed by a liberal court at the time, 1973, and that's been in place ever since, from 1973, making abortions legal. Now, if you're a Christian just like me, I'm not going to get into judging people because I don't do that. God is the ultimate judge here, folks. We'll all have to appear before God and be judged. And you as Christians and folks just tuning in, I want you to understand God is not judging anybody, but eventually we will all stand judgment in the final day. And a lot of people don't understand that. God is going to wait, and God is going to judge you when you die. When you die, or else if you're here still on the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the second coming of Jesus Christ, and if you're still here, then at that time there will be a judgment at some point in time, some time there in between. And so you have to understand, folks, and again, I'm kind of going a little fast here so I can get in everything and all this information for the podcast, so that's why I'm kind of going a little quick here. Forgive me for that, please. But you have to understand that I'm not judging you. Nobody in the audience is judging you if you're for abortion. But abortion was passed in 1973 by the courts only and not passed by Congress. Well, you have three branches of court. You know, you have Congress, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch, of course, which is the legislative branch. And then you have Congress and the executive branch, which is the presidency. So you have three different branches of government. The abortion law was never, ever, ever debated by Congress in the House and in the Senate. You had a liberal court at the time. Liberal justices at the time. You know, you have nine justices on the Supreme Court. Right now, it's like a 5-4. I believe that's the count right now, 5-4. So you have the majority right now. That's all it takes is a 5-person vote. And they overturn Roe versus Wade, a 1973 law. I'm going to just tell you, and again, I'm not judging you folks. I'm just throwing it out there. If you believe in God, in the sanctity of life, you should be against abortion. Now, I know this podcast is not going to be, this subject is not going to be, this is going to be rather very, very, very debatable. This is going to cause probably lots of chaos in people's lives, but this is my own personal opinion. I don't believe in abortion. Now, there's cases, folks. I'm going to quote to you, you know, me being an independent person, I have a tendency to always lean towards conservative values, but I'm independent. And so looking at things as an independent, not left or right, but as an independent, I believe in God first and foremost before I believe in all these other issues. And God does not want you to murder the unborn. Okay, the unborn child, doesn't that child have a right? Yes, that child does. Under the Constitution of the United States of America, if you still believe in that. Now, a lot of people on the left, they don't believe in that. They'll just say, my body, my choice. My body, my choice. I've heard that 10,000 times. My body, my choice. Okay, that's fine. That's fine if that's your belief. God does not want you murdering somebody. And also, what I just alluded to, you have to understand, folks, that under the Constitution of the United States of America, each state, if the federal government wants to impose things, they can impose things, but each state still is ran independently by one's own governor of that state. So in other words, if that was the case and you had Trump in there, why couldn't we make all states just Republican? Well, it doesn't work that way. You got to understand, folks, when you're in a state that's ran by a, i.e., Democratic or liberal governor, then you're probably going to support abortion. But again, unless there is incest, unless the wife or the mother, her life could die. You understand what I'm saying? Or raped or incest. I don't support abortion. Even raped and incest nowadays, you know, a woman could have the baby and a woman, you know, maybe in her last trimester, all of a sudden decides she wants to keep the baby. Then you could either keep the baby or put the baby up for adoption for somebody that really wants kids. There's millions of families here in the United States and couples that cannot have kids and due to certain types of medical problems and issues, either with the man or the woman. So they're dying to adopt kids and they're out there. There's millions, and you have to understand that, folks. So where tragedy in the front half, where whether it be a rape or whatever the case, can turn out to be a blessing for people down the road. And you got to understand, that's how God works. God will say yes, God will say no, God will say wait a while. That's how God answers prayers. And so again, I don't support abortion, and about the only one exception, and I do mean one exception, and I would really pray about it, would be again if I was married and if I had a wife and my wife's life was threatened, and either you have the baby and your wife dies, or else you have an abortion and your wife lives. And if that was the choice, then of course I would choose my wife at that time, because we could also either adopt or make another baby. That's the logic behind that. But would I support abortion other than that? No, I wouldn't, folks. I wouldn't. And I think that's a very realistic, common sense approach. I don't support abortion. Abortion's murder. And so under these other states, mostly, again, Democratic-ran states. I'm not beating up on the Democrats here. I'm just pointing that out. California leading the charge. Abortion, they're going to hang a big sign, even if Roe versus Wade does get overturned. I don't foresee it, but they're leaking things out. The news likes to leak things and leak stories. They've actually leaked a story out now, and they're saying that this abortion, Roe versus Wade, will be overturned at some point in time within the next 2 or 3 months. That'll cause absolutely, positively pandemonium and chaos here in the United States, especially for states that live and die with liberal values. Live and die, it's their way or the highway. Don't live and die by God, but they live and die by it's their body, their choice. And so, again, states like California, New York City, especially there, or state of New York, you have Washington State, you have Oregon also in there, and them are the three strongholds on the West Coast. Come to the East Coast, of course, you have New York, like I said, you know, very liberal. You have New Jersey, of course, you know, you have Connecticut, Vermont, all of those states right there, with the exception of New Hampshire. That's a conservative state, but all those states right there on the East Coast, and Washington, D.C., of course, and Washington, all of those states and cities would opt to vote for abortion. So it's not like that ending Roe versus Wade is going to stop abortion. But again, it's legal in all states after that, depending on, again, the state and via the state's constitution and under the U.S. Constitution, once this becomes illegal. If the state decides to go ahead and just say, nope, they're not going to follow that, they put that to a vote to the voters, to all the people inside the state, residing in the state, and they decide that they want it legal, then abortion becomes illegal. You see how that works, folks? That's how that works. That's how the Democrats get around that. That's how they sidestep the abortion issue. So, you know, but again, that there's going to be pandemonium once this happens. Abortion will be if they do vote on it, and if the reports coming out of the Supreme Court are correct and they do decide to strike down abortion, that will actually be good for the United States, and good because we need to get back to a God-centered United States. We are not God-centered. Satan is running this world and running us into the ground and trying to take all the souls with him he possibly can, because he knows that Jesus' return is right around the corner, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And he knows that. And you have to understand, folks, that abortion, child sacrifice, abortion, all of this is satanic. All of this is demonic. And so, again, I know I'm going to get judged here on this podcast, but again, I simply don't care. I'm going to continue to stand up for Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. I am not perfect. I am just a man with a podcast, and I'm spreading the gospel to anybody and everybody that will listen to that. And that's my duty, and that's my calling as long as I'm alive to the last breath I take. I will not sell Jesus out. I am a sinner saved by grace. And this pedophilic, demonic people, especially some of the folks in Congress, I'm not saying everybody is, but a lot of the folks in Congress there, they're all for abortion. They'll vote for abortion. They love abortion. They love ripping a baby out of the womb and sucking it up and cutting it apart and just mangling it and then putting it in a bag and throwing it out in the trash dumpster. That's what they love to do. That's still murder. I don't care what you say. Murder is murder. I'm not the judge. You'll stand before God Almighty. We all will. I will. You will. We all will, folks. And you have to understand that. Abortion is murder. They circumvented the system in 73, meaning they didn't even take that to a House and Senate vote back then. And they've ran with this crazy Roe versus Wade law ever since 1973. This has been on the books, okay? Long time now. We need to get back, as I conclude this podcast, folks, we need to get back to the grassroots of Jesus Christ and God. That's where we need to get back to. We're on the wrong path. We're on Satan's path. We're not doing God's will anymore. We're doing Satan's will. We're not worshiping God. We go there, you know, you go there, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you, you know, not to beat up on Catholics, but we're just going through the motions, folks. We're not actually worshiping God. How we do that is we stop murdering babies. This is one tiny step. Stop murdering babies. Stop condoning murder. Okay. Just murdering. Somebody pulls a gun on somebody, kills somebody. That's still murder. But I'm saying in this particular case, stop murdering babies, folks. It's not God's will. And again, those people that have gone through it for whatever reasons, I'm not here to judge you. I'm simply to lay out what's on the docket of the Supreme Court coming up in the next month or two. And this is an extremely important issue. This is earth-shaking to a lot of Democrats. You know, it's bad enough, and not to get sidetracked, it's bad enough they're saying Elon Musk is buying Twitter, which he's already bought. But it's going to take, a lot of people don't understand, it's going to take 3 to 4 months to finalize the deal. You know, you have to go through the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, they have to sign off, blah, blah, blah. There's just a bunch of red tape when you do business like that. Anytime you're a public company, folks, and you know, the business people out there totally get and understand what I'm saying. You just can't buy a public company for $1 billion or $45 billion or whatever he paid for Twitter and just walk away. It doesn't work like that. Private company you can, not one that's publicly traded and you have public stockholders and shareholders. Doesn't work. And I digress, folks. So that's what you have to understand, that it's just like, you know, the left, the Democrats are going to go crazy, just absolutely bat crap crazy here. Okay. Because again, you take out Twitter and that's their soundboard. And then then all of a sudden, if that decision Roe versus Wade gets overturned. And all I'm going to do is pray for the justices, at least the 5 conservative justices, that this is how they vote and they stick to their principles, they stick to the word of God, and that they vote that way and they overturn this barbaric, and I do mean barbaric, murder, because that's all that is murder, folks. It's 110% murder of babies. And think about all the babies since 1973, folks, almost close to just under 50 years, you know, they've murdered and murdered and murdered, you know, over 100, 200, 300, 400. I can't even count, at least probably 200 million or more babies, maybe 300 or million, you know, generations and generations that they've murdered. And they're still continuing to do that. So, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But be prepared. Be prepared. And I hope that you give your life to Jesus Christ. And if you haven't, I have a simple prayer here. If you're not giving your life to Jesus Christ and not invited Jesus into your life, I want to ask you to say a prayer with me as I conclude this podcast, folks. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, find a quiet place in your home, in your work, go to your car. If you have to, go to the bathroom, close the door so you can say a 3-minute prayer here, folks. It's not going to take very long. I ask and pray, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, time is ticking. Time is ticking. We're almost out of time here. We're coming down to the wire, folks. You don't know it. You know, at any second, any minute, I did a podcast on another channel, any second, any minute, you know, World War III could break into a nuclear war. Putin has his hands on the nukes just like that. You know, you got to understand, we could be here today and then just completely vanish tomorrow. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior out there, I'm going to tell you something very honestly. You're going to end up going to hell. You're going to end up burning in hell. And I mean, I sin, folks. I'm going to be the first one to tell you. I sin all the time. But I ask God for forgiveness, and I ask God for repentance, and I pray to God. I pray to God so hard. Sometimes I cry and cry for hours and hours. I pray for family members. I pray for friends. I pray for people that's wronged me very, very badly in my life. And I still continue to pray for these people that they find Jesus Christ, because that's the thing to do, folks. And so, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, please repeat after me. Here's a prayer, and you can accept Jesus Christ right now. This is the opportunity. Say, Jesus Christ, I believe that you're the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me for sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love. Help me to become a person that is truly loving. A person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Folks, if you prayed that prayer, God bless you. I love you. God loves you. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, loves you. Thank you for praying that prayer. If you've given your life to Jesus Christ, thank you. I'm very proud of you. You can write me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Feel free to write me. Drop me a line. Let me know how God is working miracles in your life through Jesus Christ. And I want to just say, there's just a couple of steps as I conclude this podcast, that first of all, you want to, now that you said the prayer that's known as a salvation prayer, and now you've given your life to Jesus Christ, and you've repented of your sin, and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, well, you're going to want to get a hold of a Bible. And if you're here in the United States, which I have a huge audience here in the United States, you want to get a Bible. And if you don't have a Bible, or you can't afford a Bible, what I recommend is that you can also, that goes to step number two, you can go to a church. You can go to a church, find a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and ask them and say, you know, I heard this one guy's podcast, End Time World News, and I heard Eric on there saying that I need to get in a good church, one that preaches the Trinity, and I want to know more about God. I just given my life to Jesus Christ. Can you help me out? I'm very poor. I need a Bible. And they will fix you up. And worst case, if that doesn't happen, let me know. And I'll try to contact some resources, or I'll try to get you a Bible myself. If need be, I'll do whatever it takes, folks, to get off the word of Jesus Christ. I'll do whatever it takes. I don't care. I'm not in this for myself, folks. I'm in this for you. I'm in this for you, and I hope you can feel that in my heart, folks. I'm in this for you. This is my calling, my destiny. I don't get paid a big, huge salary. I don't get paid anything other than there's a little advertising at the front of the podcast and a little advertising at the back. That's it. But I use that money to help the community and to help you. I do this because this is my calling. Jesus wasn't rich. You got to understand that all throughout the Bible, Jesus wasn't a millionaire. You're not supposed to be getting rich doing the Lord's work. Now, the Lord will bless you abundantly over and over, but I believe that through that blessing, you should also give and share that blessing. That's why God is blessing you, so you can be a living example. But contact the church, folks. That's the first step. Tell them that you've given you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And then after you do that, then get a hold of a Bible somehow, some way, and find a church that preaches the Trinity one more time, that preaches the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And ask them, once you got a Bible, go through it, just start reading cover to cover, page to page. Just pick a page and go. You'll have questions like I did. Who is Jesus? What is his purpose? What is his plan? What's God's purpose for me? What is God's free will? Why is Satan running this world right now? Why is God allowing Satan to run this? You know, on and on and on. Millions of questions, folks. I had millions of questions. But I sit down with somebody that's smarter than me in the church, a pastor, assistant pastor, a deacon, and somebody that can point me to the gospel, and I can go and I can even read for myself. And sometimes when your eyes get bad, like my right eye's getting bad, sometimes it's hard for me to read. I got to listen to audio version, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're listening to God, as long as you're listening to Jesus Christ, as long as you're giving your life to Jesus Christ, that's what matters, folks. You got to understand that. That's the most important thing in the world. That's the most important thing. That's why we're here. It's not about making money. It's about being a living, breathing testament for Jesus Christ and getting and spreading the gospel to all ends of the earth. And you have to understand that, okay? And if you don't understand that, I pray for you. I pray and pray and pray for you that you'll find Jesus Christ in your heart and that you don't die. You don't die without knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And I sincerely pray for you. And drop me a line at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And just drop me a line, folks. I'm Eric Erb. I'm the host. And this is End Time World News. You can find us online at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. I love you. And thank you. Folks, thank you for tuning in and listening. God bless all of you, and God bless you for accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Stay well, stay safe, protect your family and love them, but most importantly, remember, God loves you. Until next time, I'm out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.